Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Eric Lehre, who's founder and CEO of Genflow Biosciences. Hi today, Eric.
Hi, Jake.
Normally talk with companies where it's fairly straightforward, but prolonging life is clearly a massive issue. Could you explain how you tackle this particular area?
Okay, it's not only that, I need to correct you. It's not only prolonging life, it's getting younger or longer. And it's more about delaying age-related disease. Most of the disease that we face, diabetes, neurodegenerative disease, cancer, COVID recently, are obviously linked with aging. And age is a risk factor. So what we want to do is to manage this risk factor a little bit like your cardiologist will manage your blood pressure or your cholesterol level in order to prevent a more serious cardiac event. So we treat longevity aging as a risk factor. How we do that, as opposed to many longevity companies that try to do some kind of a gentle treatment, we address the problem directly at the root of the problem, I mean at the genetic level. And for that, we propose a gene therapy. A gene therapy seems to be a little bit aggressive, but in fact, there have been tremendous progress in gene therapy. And what we are doing is to give a boost to your genes. So we give additional genes that allow you to better manage the DNA damage that occurs with time. What we call aging, we understand now, is in fact the fact that the accumulated DNA damage is difficult to manage with time. And there's multiple genes that are supposed to do the maintenance of DNA damage, but with time they are overwhelmed. So what we propose is to give a little boost to those genes. What we are giving is a sirtuin-6 gene that has been involved for a long time. There's a large literature that support the role of sirtuin-6 in the maintenance of DNA damage and in aging. But not only we propose to give a boost of a sirtuin-6, a regular sirtuin-6 that you and I have, but we provide extra copies of a version of a mutant of sirtuin-6 that you find only in centenarian. When you sequence the genome of a centenarian, you find a sirtuin-6 gene that has mutation. And we deliver those genes in addition to your genes to have a better maintenance of the DNA damage, and therefore we delay aging, we delay age-related disease like Alzheimer's disease, cancer, diabetes, name it, glaucoma. And also, as you mentioned at the beginning, but that's an extra benefit, we extend your lifespan. So we expect to extend your life by 10-15%.
Is it the case that the body actually is programmed to self-destruct, or it allows itself to self-destruct, and is that what you're tackling, or is it the case that you just live longer because you don't get the diseases that you would get normally because of that, the body's ability to tackle them gradually diminishes with age? Your treatment, or if we can call it a treatment, is the equivalent of taking vitamin D for COVID, so that your immune system is stronger. With your sirtuin-6, your genetic system is stronger, and therefore you age more slowly on the basis that you have less diseases.
Okay, that's an interesting question, Zach. First, you assume that we are programmed to live a certain a time. There's nothing like a date in our genome that allow us to go to a certain date, and then there's a self-destruction. There's no self-destruction. It's much more that we are equipped with genes that manage the DNA damage. When you go to biology class, you learn this replication of DNA and then the RNA and then the production of protein, and all that works like magic. In real life, unfortunately, that does not work like magic. It's only in biology class. In real life, the DNA breaks. And when it breaks, it has to be repaired. these breaks, and especially the double strand, when the two strands of the DNA are breaking, happens relatively often. For example, in 1 minute in dividing cells, you have something like 10 double strand break per minute. So it's something that requires a lot of work from the genes, and we evolved many genes that allow us to repair this DNA. As human, as a species, we evolved a pretty good set of genes that regulate this DNA damage. We live longer than dogs, we live longer than horses, we live as long as whales, but some mammals evolved even better gene system to manage this DNA damage. For example, the bowhead whales can live until 250 years, and they evolved more interesting sirtuin 6. So what we are doing is trying to boost the cells, the repair of the cells, the maintenance of this DNA damage. By doing that, we act at multiple tissues. You mentioned the immune system, and you're right, immunosenescence is a huge issue, and COVID has been, unfortunately, a terrible reminder of that. But when you're getting older, you're less likely to respond to vaccine because your immune system is not as good. You're more likely to have cancer because your immune system is not as good as it was before to kill early cancers. So the immunosenescence, that the scientific word that's done to this aging of the immune system, is part of the benefit you get from the sirtuin 6. The sirtuin 6, the centenarian variant of the sirtuin 6, in fact, will be delivered IV. So it will go in most of the organs, including the thymus, including the adipose tissue, where your immune system will receive. So your T cells, your B cells will receive the variant of the sirtuin 6 and will be more efficient. And this will contribute to make your immune system more efficient. But it's not only your immune system. The sirtuin 6 delivered through an IV infusion will go to your muscles, to your heart, to your lungs, to your liver, to your kidneys, and therefore it will also delay all age-related disease. We are working also with a mode of delivery that will allow penetration in the brain. So we expect also to have some impact on the cognitive decline you face when you're aging.
So, I mean, this sounds absolutely, you know, it's like Back to the Future and all the other science fiction things, Star Trek and you name it, you know, wonderful stuff. Your company is, you know, it's a biosciences company. It's people can invest in it at the moment. What are the key? From an investment point of view, what are the key points to note that, from your perspective?
Okay, first, I would like to point out that this is not Star Trek, it's not science fiction, it's not sci-fi. We have been able to act on aging of multiple animals. In any kind of lab, on C. elegans, we can increase the lifespan of C. elegans, the worms, by a factor 10. And a lab just published a result recently. They were able to increase by a factor 50 the lifespan of worms. When we go to flies, we can double the lifespan of flies by intervention. For a mouse, we can increase the lifespan of a mouse by a factor of 50%. So an increase that will be us living until 150. You understand that the more sophisticated, the higher organization of the living organism, the more difficult it is to act on aging. But we expect to have a significant impact on aging. We will act both by the direct effect on the DNA damage. So we will act on the telomere length, we will act on the stem cell exhaustion through that process. But also there will be, as you mentioned, some benefit we can expect by delaying age-related disease, delaying cancer, delaying Alzheimer, delaying any kind of neurodegenerative disease, delaying the onset of type 2 diabetes, So these kind of benefits will combine. It's very difficult to say what proportion of it is responsible for the overall benefit. But this is not science fiction. We have proof of concept. We develop proof of concept in animal. We've developed proof of concept in human cells. Now what we need to do is to go to the experiment in human. The company is now in preclinical, and we expect to be able to be first in man in 2 years. With this authorization, this IND or IMPD in Europe, to have the authorization to start the clinical trial in human, we will have a proof of concept in dogs. So for the company, in 2 years, we will have a deal with the vet pharma company, and we'll develop a product, a similar product to the human product, that will allow our dogs to live longer. It's a significant market. It's not only old people. It's people who got dogs before their kids and who don't want the dog to die when they are seven. So that's a short-term opportunity for us. The long-term opportunity will be, of course, delaying aging and age-related disease in human. We have a two-year preclinical program to reach to IND, IMPD. Then we have a phase one dose finding and demonstrate that the product is absolutely safe to administer. And as a gene therapy, it's very important. We have after to do the phase two and phase three. So the product will be most likely commercialized within 7 to 8 years. But for GenFlow as a biotech, at one point we'll be too small to develop, to commercialize a product by ourselves. So it's very likely that once we establish proof of concept in human, I mean in a phase two, will be acquired by a big pharma that has the large organization required to mass production and mass distribution of the product.
But is it literally the case that you in a few years' time, if you've got an aging pet or a middle-aged pet or the same with a human, they would knock on your door and people could get the treatment that you're outlining?
Right now, we accept aging as something natural. And this is just a mindset that we have to change. Before Dr. Koch in Germany identified the tuberculosis as the responsible for tuberculosis as the microbe, the bacillus responsible for the TB, we did not understand. It was natural to die from TB. And people would accept that. Now TB is not natural. It will be unethical to not to treat tuberculosis with antibiotics. Now that we understand aging, it will be unethical not to treat aging. And it's an ethical issue because we have a demographic challenge in almost every country. We see a lower number of kids coming and an aging and more aging population. So we have an inverse demographic pyramids with a lot of people who will need to be, because they're aging, supported by young people. And it's not sustainable. So we have an ethical issue to treat a patient to age nicely and not to be a burden to the society.
Well, on that note, Eric Lehr, founder and CEO of GenFlow Biosciences, fascinating subject. Thank you very much indeed for your time.
Oh, thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.